speak to God in prayer. God and Father, we come to thee in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the very one who we are considering in the gospel message today. He's the very center of it, and without him there would be no gospel to preach. But we thank thee that salvation is available to all. And as we consider that wonderful work that the Lord Jesus has done, and of the blessings that come from receiving him, and of the solemn judgment that takes place for those who reject him too, but we pray that thou would help us as we read thy word, that we may pay attention to everything that is read and preached today in the gospel message. We pray for everyone on the call. Thou knowest the need of everyone, and we pray for them. And perhaps some are not able to be on here today, hindered through some for some reason, but we pray thou would bless them just where they are. And we ask thy help then, that we may hear the voice of God today, in the precious and worthy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to read several scriptures before we bring the message to you today from them. So we're going to read from the first epistle of Paul to Timothy, and chapter 2, verses 3 to 6. And all these scriptures, I'll read them in English, and then Raquel will read them in turn in Tagalog. First Timothy 2, verses 3 to 6. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Saviour, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time.
So ating babasahin sa ang unang ating babasahin sa matatagpuan sa aklat ng unang Timoteo, chapter 2, verse 3 hanggang 6. Verse 3, ito ang mabuti at nakalulugod sa Diyos na ating tagapagligtas. 4, ibig niyang ang lahat ng tao ay maligtas at makaalam ng katotohanang ito. Verse 5, sapagkat iisa ang Diyos at tanging si Hesukristo lamang ang taong tagapamagitan sa atin at sa Diyos. Verse 6, inihandog niya ang kanyang buhay upang tubusin ang lahat mula sa kasalanan. Ang katotohanan ito ay pinatunayan sa takdang panahon.
And now reading from Romans chapter 10 and it's verse 9. Romans chapter 10 and verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
At sa aklat ng mga taga-Roma, chapter 10, verse 9, kung ipahayag ng iyong labi na si Jesus ay Panginoon, at buong puso kang sasampalataya na siya'y muling binuhay ng Diyos, maliligtas ka.
And now another verse in John's Gospel, chapter 5, and it's verse 22. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son.
At sa aklat ng Juan, chapter 5, verse 22, hindi humahatol kanino man ang ama. Sa halip ay ibinigay na niya sa anak ang buong kapangyarihang humatol.
And finally, some verses from the book of the Revelation and chapter 20, reading from verses 11 to 15. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
At ang ating huling babasahin ay matatagpuan sa aklat ng pahayag, chapter 20, verse 11 hanggang 15. Verse 11, pagkatapos nito'y nakita ko ang isang malaking tronong puti at ang nakaupo doon. Naglaho ang lupa't langit sa kanyang harapan at hindi na nakita pang muli. 12, nakita kong nakatayo sa harap ng trono ang mga namatay, maging dakila at hamak, at binuksan ang mga aklat. Binuksan ang isa pang aklat, ang aklat ng buhay. Hinatulan ang mga patay ayon sa kanilang ginawa, batay sa nakasulat sa mga aklat. Verse 13, iniluwa ng dagat ang mga patay na naroroon. Iniluwa din ng kamatayan at ng daigdig ang mga patay, ang mga nakalagak sa kanila. Hinatulan ang lahat ayon sa kanilang mga ginawa. Verse 14, pagkatapos ay itinapon din sa lawa ng apoy ang kamatayan at ang daigdig ng mga patay. Ang lawa ng apoy ay ang pangalawang kamatayan. Verse 15, itinapon sa lawa ng apoy ang sinumang hindi nakasulat ang pangalan sa aklat ng buhay.
Thank you. In the four portions of God's word from which we have read, we find that the first two portions speak of God's power to save, and the last two portions speak of God's power to judge. These are most important matters.
Sa apat na bahagi ng salita ng Diyos na ating binasa, ang unang dalawang bahagi ay nagpapahayag sa kapangyarihan ng Diyos na maligtas. At ang dalawang huling bahagi ay nagpapahayag ng kapangyarihan ng Diyos na humatol. Ito ang napakahalagang bagay.
It is a solemn truth that we are all born sinners. By one man, that was Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. That's Romans chapter 5, verse 12. And that because we have all committed sins, we therefore stand guilty of our sins against God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3, verse 23.
Ito ang nakalulunos na katotohanan. Lahat tayo ay ipinanganak na makasalanan. Sa pamamagitan ng isang tao, ito'y si Adan, ang kasalanan ay pumasok sa sanlibutan at ang kamatayan, kung kaya't ang kamatayan ay naibahagi sa sangkatauhan, sapagkat ang lahat ay nagkasala. Ito ay matatagpuan natin sa Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Kung kaya't ang lahat ay gumagawa ng kasalanan, sa makatuwid tayo ay makasalanan sa harap ng Diyos.
Some of the verses we have read describe how serious sin is in the sight of God, who is absolutely holy. Because God is holy, he must punish all sinners who will not repent of their sins. All whose sins are unforgiven and are guilty before God.
Ang ilan sa mga talatang ating binasa ay naglalarawan kung paano ang ating kasalanan ay napakaseryoso sa paningin ng banal na Diyos. Sapagkat siya ay banal, nararapat na parusahan ang makasalanang hindi nagsisi, kung saan ang kanilang kasalanan ay hindi pa napapatawad, at may sala sa harap ng Diyos.
Yet God has wonderful news for sinners in the message of the gospel. That is why we read the verses from 1 Timothy chapter 2, where we find that he is spoken of as God, our Saviour. Here we learn of his love. Here we see that his will is for every one of us today, and yes, for you personally, to be saved and to come unto a knowledge of the truth.
Subalit ang Diyos ay may kahangahangang balita ngayon para sa mga makasalanan mula sa Ebanghelyo. Sa mga talata mula sa 1 Timoteo chapter 2, ay nagpapahayag na ang Diyos ay ating tagapagligtas, na pagtanto natin ang kanyang pagmamahal at ang kanyang kalooban para sa atin at sa iyo personal ay maligtas at makaalam sa katotohanan.
On what basis then can God save you? On what basis can this holy God forgive your sins and save you from judgment? The answer is the Lord Jesus Christ, who is called in these verses the one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. The Lord Jesus is God, but in order to save sinners, he became a man, but a perfect man who could not sin.
Ano nga ba ang magiging basihan ng banal na Diyos upang mapatawad ang mga kasalanan at maligtas mula sa kaparusahan? Ang kasagutan ay ang Panginoong Hesukristo, na siyang tagapamagitan sa Diyos at sa tao. Bagamat siya ay tao, siya ay Diyos. At upang mailigtas ang makasalanan, siya ay nagkatawang tao, isang perpektong tao at walang bahid ng kasalanan.
As to his perfect manhood, he was conceived of the Holy Ghost and born of a virgin. He had no human father, but Mary was his mother. At his birth, his name was called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. He is truly God and truly the perfect man, the Lord Jesus Christ.
At sa kanyang perpektong pagkatao, siya ay ipinaglihi sa pamamagitan ng banal na espiritu at ipinanganak ng isang birhen. Wala siyang ama na isang tao, bagkus ang kanyang ina na si Maria ay isang tao. Sa kanyang pagsilang, siya ay tinawag na Emmanuel, na nangangahulugang ang Diyos ay nasa atin. Siya ay totoong Diyos at totoong perpektong tao.
How is he the mediator? 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 tells us, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God." That verse is speaking of his suffering on the cross for our sins. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 6, which we read, says that he gave himself a ransom for all, meaning that he bore the judgment of God and paid the price, the ransom, by giving his life, by shedding his blood.
Paano nga bang ang Panginoong Hesukristo ang ating tagapamagitan sa Diyos? Sa aklat ng 1 Pedro chapter 3, verse 18, ay nagpapahayag, "Sapagkat si Kristo na walang kasalanan ay minsang nagdusa para sa kasalanan, ang matuwid para sa hindi matuwid, upang iharap tayo sa Diyos." Ang talatang ito ay naglalarawan ng kanyang pagdurusa sa krus para sa ating kasalanan. Ibinigay niya ang kanyang sarili upang tubusin ang lahat. Binata niya ang kaparusahan ng Diyos upang bayaran ang halaga ng ating katubusan sa pamamagitan ng pagbibigay ng kanyang buhay at pagbuhos ng kanyang dugo.
Before Christ died, he cried the words from the cross, "It is finished." Now God is able and willing to save any sinner who will repent of their sins and trust the Lord Jesus alone as their Lord and Savior. God has accepted the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus on the cross. How do I know that? Because God has raised him from the dead.
Bago namatay si Kristo sa krus, siya ay sumigaw ng tapos na. At dahil tinapos ng Panginoong Jesus ang gawa niya sa krus, ngayon ay maaari nang mapatawad ng Diyos ang makasalanang magsisisi at magtitiwala sa Kanya bilang Panginoon at Tagapagligtas. Tinanggap ng Diyos ang Kanyang alay sa krus. Ang patunay ay ang Kanyang muling pagkabuhay.
He is a living and loving Lord and Savior. That is why we read Romans chapter 10, verse 9. You can be saved and know it today by turning from sin and trusting Christ as your Lord and Savior. And your destiny, when your life on earth is over, will immediately be changed from hell to heaven. You can be saved. Christ is alive forevermore. Yes, God loves you. Christ died for you, and he rose again for you.
Ang Panginoong Hesukristo ay buhay at mapagmahal na Panginoon at tagapagligtas. Maari kang maligtas, at ito ay iyong malalaman. Kung ikaw ay tatalikod sa iyong mga kasalanan at magtiwala kay Kristo, ang iyong tadhana ay mababago. Sa halip na sa impyerno, ay sa langit patutungo matapos ang buhay dito sa lupa.
Now let us read Romans chapter 10, verse 9 again. We'll read it, I'll read it, and then Raquel will read it in Tagalog. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Muli nating pagtuunan at basahin ang talata sa aklat ng mga taga-Roma, chapter 10, verse 9. Sapagkat sumasampalataya ang tao sa pamamagitan ng kanyang puso, at sa gayon ay pinapawalang sala ng Diyos. Nagpapahayag naman siya sa pamamagitan ng kanyang labi, at sa gayon ay naliligtas.
It is vital to give first priority to the salvation of your soul, to have a change of heart and mind toward God, which is repentance. Confessing Christ as your Lord, believing in your heart by faith in him, that God has raised the Lord Jesus from the dead. This verse then will give you a certain promise. Thou shalt be saved. And once God saves you, you can never be lost. To be in heaven with Christ will then be your eternal home.
Napakahalagang bigyan ng prioridad ang kaligtasan ng iyong kaluluwa. Baguhin ang puso at kaisipan patungo sa Diyos. Ito ang pagsisisi. Ipahayag si Kristo bilang Panginoon. Manampalataya sa iyong puso na siya ay nabuhay na muli. Ang mga talata sa na ating binasa ay nagbibigay ng tiyak na pangako. Ikaw ay maliligtas at hindi nahahatulan. Mananahan ka sa kalangitan kasama ni Kristo magpasawalang hanggan.
We have to consider now the seriousness of refusing God's salvation and leaving it too late to be saved. For when your life on earth ends, and none of us know when that is, or if the Lord Jesus returns to take to heaven all those who are saved, either of those events will forever close your opportunity to be saved. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2 says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
Ngayon ay ating ikonsidera ang kaseryosohan ng pagwawalang bahala sa kaligtasang ibinibigay ng Diyos. At hayaan ito hanggang maging huli na ang lahat at magwakas na ang iyong buhay dito sa lupa. Hindi natin alam kung kailan ito mangyayari. O kaya ang Panginoong Hesus ay muling magbalik upang dalhin sa langit ang mga taong sumampalataya sa Kanya at mayroong kaligtasan. Ang dalawang pangyayaring ito ay magsasara sa iyong oportunidad upang maligtas. Sa aklat ng ikalawang Korinto, chapter 6, verse 2, ay nagsasaad, Masdan, ngayon na ang katanggap-tanggap na panahon, ngayon na ang araw ng kaligtasan.
What if you leave it too late? We read in John chapter 5, verse 25, that God the Father has committed all judgment unto the Son.
Paano kung huli na ang lahat? Sa aklat ni Juan, chapter 5, verse 22, ay nagsasaad na ang Diyos ay ibinigay ang paghatol sa anak. Ito ang Panginoong Hesukristo.
We must warn you that if you do not get saved, you will find that the Lord Jesus cannot then be your Savior. You will have rejected Him. He will be your judge for all your sins. Sins that He suffered for on the cross, but you chose your way. Maybe relying on your so-called good works or in some religion. With your sins unforgiven, God warns you that the wicked shall be turned into hell in torment. That's Psalm 9, verse 17.
Nais namin bigyan kayo ng babala kung kayo ay hindi pa maliligtas sa inyong mga kasalanan, haharapin ninyo ang Panginoong Hesus bilang isang hukom. Dahil sa kabila ng kanyang pagdurusa sa krus, ay pinili inyong manatili sa inyong kasalanan at umasa sa inyong sariling gawa o relihiyon. Ang babala ng Diyos na ang masasama ay magtutungo sa impyerno sa aklat ng Awit, chapter 9, verse 17.
Among the rest of the wicked dead, just think of your soul being in torments of hell until the dreadful resurrection to the great white throne of which we read in Revelation chapter 20.
Kasama ng mga masasamang namatay, isipin niyong ang mga ito ay magdurusa sa impyerno hanggang sa kakilakilabot na pagkabuhay muli ng mga patay upang humarap sa tronong puti na ating binasa sa aklat ng pahayag, chapter 20.
You will wish to run and hide, but will be unable in all your sins from the sight of God in His righteous anger. When you stand before God, the Lord Jesus, who loved you, suffered and died for you, willing and offering to save you, but you refused. He will open books to you at that judgment throne. These books speak to us of God's record of all your sins unforgiven.
Nanaisin nilang tumakbo o magtago, subalit hindi nila ito magagawa upang umiwas sa banal na puot ng Diyos. Kung sila ay nakatayo sa harap ng anak ng Diyos na nagdusa at namatay at nakahandang magligtas, subalit kanilang tinanggihan. Bubuksan niya ang mga aklat. Ang mga aklat na ito ang talaan ng mga gawa at mga kasalanang hindi pa napatawad.
There is the book of works. All your works of sin, including those you had thought were good works, maybe you assumed they would save you, but they condemn you. The Lord Jesus only could have saved you, but you will have left it too late.
Naroon ang aklat ng mga gawa, lahat ng gawa ng makasalanan. Nakatala doon ang inaakalang nilang mabubuting gawa na sa palagay nila ay makapagliligtas sa kanila. Subalit ito ang siyang hahatol sa kanila sapagkat ang tanging ang Panginoong Hesus lamang ang makapagliligtas. Subalit kayo ay Subalit ipinahayag ninyo na subalit kayo ay ito ay natapos na.
Then there is the book of life. It is a record of the names of all saved people from creation to the end of the world. That book will be opened to you by the Lord Jesus to prove to you two things. Firstly, that your name is not in that book of life. And secondly, that your name could have been in that book of life had you accepted God's salvation through the Lord Jesus and his work on the cross.
Naroon din ang aklat ng buhay na talaan ng mga pangalan ng mga taong nagkaroon ng kaligtasan. Simula ng ang sanlibutan ay malikha hanggang sa katapusan ng mundo. Ang aklat na ito ay bubuksan ng Panginoon upang magpatunay na ang mga taong tumanggi sa handog na kaligtasan ay maaari sanang maitala doon, subalit hindi nila tinanggap ang gawa ng Panginoong Jesus sa krus.
Every person who stands before God at the great white throne will know that they could have been saved. God's will was that he longed to save them. But their own sinful, stubborn wills refused to bow to God's will. The Lord Jesus offered salvation to them through his finished work on the cross, but they rejected him. They will be pronounced guilty before God and be speechless and defenseless. What about you?
Ang bawat nilalang natatayo sa harap ng Diyos sa dakilang puting trono, alam nila na maaari silang maligtas sapagkat ang nais ng Diyos na ang lahat ay magkaroon ng kaligtasan. Subalit ang makasalanan nilang kagustuhan ay tumangging magpasakop o yumukod sa naisin ng Diyos. Tinanggihan nila ang alok na kaligtasan ng Panginoong Jesus, kung kaya't sila ay hahatulang makasalanan. Wala silang maisasagot o masasabi at walang magtatanggol sa kanila. Paano naman kayo?
Please do not continue to reject the Savior. After the great white throne comes the lake of fire, the second death, conscious torment forever. Revelation 21, chapter 21, verse 8, gives a great list of sinners who will be there, all of which are unbelievers. Dear listener on Zoom today, we plead with you as we close not to remain. Do not remain in unbelief one moment longer. Acts chapter 16, verse 31 says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved."
Ang aming pakiusap ay huwag niyong tanggihan ang tagapagligtas. Matapos ang paghuhukom sa dakilang puting trono, ang lahat ng hindi mananampalataya sa Diyos, mga makasalanang nabanggit sa pahayag chapter 21 verse 8 ay itatapon sa dagat-dagatang apoy. Ito ang pangalawang kamatayan kung saan mayroong kamalayang magdurusa magpakailanman ang mga makasalanan. Sa mga nakikinig ngayon, ang aming pakiusap, huwag kayong manatiling walang pananampalataya. Sa aklat ng Gawa, chapter 16, verse 31, ay nagsasaad, "Manampalataya sa Panginoong Jesus at ikaw ay maliligtas."
Shall we pray? Our God and Father, the message today has been a very solemn one. And yet, it's been a message of hope for sinners who will turn from sin and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray that the Word of God, the message that's been preached in the Gospel, will be remembered and acted upon by anyone on the call who is still not ready to meet God. Anyone who's still not prepared to meet their God. Eternity is forever and ever. Time is short. Time is not on anyone's side who's not saved. Oh, our God and Father, we pray that someone today, if never before, will take that step of repentance from sin and of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for the purpose of salvation of their soul. It'd be wonderful if someone was turned today from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, and receive forgiveness of sins today. We leave the message now in thy hands and with those who've heard it, and that thou would do that work of salvation, that there might be a blessing today, thy hand seen in salvation in the heart of some soul on the call. We would ask these things, giving thee thanks in the worthy and precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.